As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
You're always a little nervous when you're going in for surgery. They always tell you about all the complications that could possibly happen. You're signing all this stuff. But, you know, it's always like a really, really small percentage that something could go wrong. Our producer, Katie, goes into surgery and sure enough ends up with some complications. Hey, babe, how you doing?
You know, just one day at a time.
All right. So explain to everybody first what you had done.
Okay, so I basically had to have surgery on my nose. I had a deviated septum. And so on the left side of my nostril, it was hard to breathe. I was only getting about 20% of air.
We can't tell you had surgery on your nose at all, by the way.
No.
You sound great.
You sound amazing.
I love the way you hyped it up. I know the truth. I sound way better than I did yesterday.
Yeah, you actually do in the meeting. Sure. I felt so bad for her. So on Mondays, we have a post-show meeting, and they were trying to get Katie to say all kinds of crazy things because, you know, she was a little bit on the stuffy side. Mm-hmm.
And so it was a surgery that I had been pushing off for years. And so decided to go ahead, get the surgery, and do it.
I mean, breathing is not that important, right? I understand why you pushed
it. No.
And another reason you decided to go through with it, is it because your mom's been staying with you and she was going to be there to help mama's baby, who's Katie?
Yes, that was 80% of it.
Okay. All right, so you go in, and I know you were nervous. So how did you feel going into surgery?
Actually, the day of, no nerves.
Really?
They even asked, yeah, they were like, hey, do you need anxiety medicine or anything like that? I'm like, no, guys, I'm good. I was actually very calm.
Okay.
And they walked me through everything, and I felt comfortable. They're like, hey, surgery's only going to be an hour. You're really not going to know anything. Anesthesia, you're going to wake up, boom. So for me, easy.
All right.
And my mom was prepared. They told her the same thing. So I go into surgery, and I wake up. I remember waking up and just being a little loopy.
Mm-hmm.
However, they get me to the car and my mom is pissed. And I don't know why. And I'm halfway in and out. Well, come to find out, the surgery that was supposed to be an hour was 3 hours.
Three?
Whoa. Wow.
Yes.
So there was a complication.
Yes. But when she tried to get answers about it, no one told her why.
So they didn't.
So your mom would be pissed.
Huh?
Say again, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm saying I think any mom in that situation would be pissed.
So she's just trying to figure out, hey, you told me an hour. Where is she? Where is she? And they're like, oh, she's fine. She's fine. She'll be out soon. They never told her what really went on. So we don't know what took them so long.
Wait, Katie, hold on a second. So you still, to this minute, have no idea why the surgery took three instead of one?
None.
The doctor, the surgeon didn't even explain like what he encountered when he went in there?
No.
That doesn't seem right.
No, they're hiding something. I'm sorry. Like, your mom should have known as next of kin. But even if they like messed that up and didn't tell her, they should have informed you, and I would request to see my medical records.
And so I think that's the next step that my mom's going to try to figure out, because she's still upset about it. And it got worse once I got home. On top of me being on the drugs and stuff, of course, pain was expected.
Yeah.
But you know, like, when you're under, what they did for me is they put a tube in my throat. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be anything in my mouth that's weird. But I was moving my tongue around, and there's like several cuts, like deep cuts
in my
mouth. And my mom was like, a tube shouldn't have done that.
Huh.
Like, what?
Yeah, that's
so odd. It's a whole bunch of weird things and unanswered questions that we don't know what to do with, you know? Because I made it out of surgery, but...
Yeah, really quick. I mean, I know we're not a highbrow show, and there's not probably a lot of doctors that listen to us, but I'm going to see anyway. If you're a doctor and can lend any advice to Katie, like how to proceed, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. So how has the recovery been? Like, has the recovery gone as they have broken it down to you?
It's not been smooth. So, like, after the first 2 days, I shouldn't have had any more leakage or, like, drainage from my nose and blood, but I have. Last night, in the middle of the night, I had a random nosebleed, like a bad one. So recovery's been very complicated.
Got it.
Because something that should have been smooth hasn't been.
All right, Katie, stand by, because we have another Katie on the line. I believe this is a name change. They're a surgeon, and they wanted to clarify something about the surgery taking 3 hours instead of one. Hey, thanks for joining the conversation. Can you give Katie a little peace of mind?
Hey there, yeah. So I'm a surgeon, and I never actually tell the family or the patient exactly how long it's going to take, because sometimes you just run into circumstances where it takes a little bit longer, but it doesn't mean that there's a complication.
Okay. So just because it took 3 hours doesn't mean something went wrong.
No, not at all. I mean, sometimes technically there's something that takes a little bit longer to deal with, but does not mean that there is a complication. So I would just make a follow-up with that physician and try to get more answers. Now, they should have come and talked to you afterwards and explained things, and they may have, and you and may have been too loopy to remember it. Now, why they didn't talk to your mom, I don't have much sure about that.
Gotcha,
but
Katie.
I would make sure to call them, tell them about the drainage, and make sure that that's addressed.
Thank you so much, Katie. Hey, and let's go ahead and take Kayla online too, because she had the exact same surgery 5 years ago. Kayla, give Katie a little peace of mind.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm on the third show, and of course it's for surgery. Like, what? love you guys, but me and my mom actually both had the surgery 5 years ago. Same thing. We both were supposed to be back there for an hour, and we're both back there for three to four. Never found out what it was. I'm sick today, so don't take that as, like, my surgery went terribly.
Now that you mention it, you sound awful.
All right, well, Katie, we wish you a speedy recovery, babe. Hope you get better fast, and we look forward to having you back in the studio soon, okay?
Thank you. I miss y'all.
All right, we miss you, too.
The Bird Show.